Senate Bill 897, the clerk will read.
Senator Apodaca, Senate Bill 897, a bill to be entitled an act to provide electrical district to the city of Asheville, General Assembly of North Carolina, and acts.
Who's carrying this bill? The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Fisher's light, but I have a feeling it was not to carry the bill. The gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, the bill before us today is before us because of concerns raised by the citizens in South Asheville. The people living there don't recall the last time they had a representative on the city council. When we heard this bill in elections, a map was placed upon the screen and also on all of the members' desks to save money. I didn't provide one today, but I'll be glad to. You would be able to see that the current system of electing members of the city council at large has yielded a concentration of those folks that all live in the same spot, if you will. I would like to point out that creating districts in Asheville will bring Asheville more in line with how cities of its size across the state are in fact governed. You will find, in fact, that 8 of the 10 largest cities in our state use a system of districts to elect their representatives to the city council. This method is not new or novel. It is a commonplace. It's considered a best practice across the state for ensuring geographic diversity of representation throughout a city. I also point out the map was not drawn based on creating political advantage. The map was drawn to create geographic diversity to balance population according to legal requirements and to keep precincts together when possible. I would ask for your support of this bill and look forward to the debate. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, rise?
To debate the bill, Mr. Speaker.
The lady has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I hope that you found it unusual that the rules chair from another part of the state is carrying this bill. And I would appreciate it if you would bear with me just for a few minutes while I retrace the steps leading to the introduction of the bill that you have before you right now. I want you to see that it is built on a foundation of deceit and dishonesty. And then I want to ask you to decide if it is reflective of the level of respect that we should be giving the people we represent or of this institution. We in the Buncombe delegation had been hearing rumors about a possible bill, but only about 2 weeks ago, the Buncombe delegation was called to meet with Senator Apodaca, where we were shown maps that had already been drawn, but there was still not a draft of the bill. Last week, we were informed that there was now a bill filed, and in the bill jacket, and actually, I skipped a step. There was a little bit more. Senator Apodaca showed us maps and gave us 48 hours to respond with any suggestions that we might have. Last week, we were informed that there was now a bill filed, and in the bill jacket was a letter signed by Senator Apodaca certifying that the local bill regarding Asheville was not controversial and that all of the members of the delegation whose districts would be impacted by the bill were on board. Any suggestions we had given to Senator Apodaca were ignored. I was here in 2007 when another area of the state had something similar to this occur, and it resulted in a request for an ethics opinion, which is now known as Ethical Principle and Guideline Number 8, false certification for local bill filing during short session. The Ethics Committee determined that ethical standards do apply in this situation, and legislators should receive guidance on the filing of local bill certifications. Ethical Principle and Guideline 8 states, quote, filing a local bill certification knowing the certification is false is unethical. The bill as originally filed was based upon a dishonest representation by one of the members of the Buncombe delegation from Henderson County. And after being confronted with this information, the senator filed a letter to the Senate clerk to be added to the bill jacket, informing her that the bill was not a local bill, even though it only affects Asheville, that it is an elections redistricting bill, and that they are always controversial, and to replace the false certification that he signed with this new letter. A less than straightforward beginning for this bill, I would contend. So here we are, debating a bill to district Asheville, one of 10 cities of similar size, now the ninth to be the subject of legislative gerrymandering. But as you heard, or as you will hear, one of only 3% of municipalities without any at-large districts offered in this bill, and with no opportunity for the citizens affected to weigh in. So we are not like the other places that have been districted. We are not being offered the opportunity for a citizen referendum. So, Mr. Speaker, I would like to send forth an amendment.
Madam Clerk, is the amendment on the dashboard? The chair sees two amendments, but does not see one from Representative Fisher. The lady is recognized to send forth the amendment. The clerk will read. But it is, the amendment's is scanning right now, so it's not on the dashboard.
Representative Fisher moves to amend the bill on page 9, lines 5 through 6, by rewriting those lines to read.
This amendment on the dashboard. Ladies, recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this amendment would allow for a referendum to occur in November to allow the citizens of Asheville who will be affected by this to actually have a say in it. I move adoption of the amendment.
Further discussion, further debate on the amendment.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise?
To debate the amendment.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, I would ask that the members of the chamber vote against this amendment. The intent is to let the folks see that the district system works, and then, of course, when the next census is performed, they can choose to change the system if that's what they want to do. But I would ask members to vote against this amendment.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
To debate the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Members, in 1994, your party in this state had every member running for the state Senate and every member running for the state House to go to the Capitol and sign a contract called Contract with North Carolina, which followed many of the principles that were put on in the Contract for America. I was super impressed with that. I mean, for all of you all to come together and to tell the people of the state, this is what I'm going to do, and this is how we're going to do it. was a very impressive way to run an election. And if you recall, you had a tremendous amount of success in that. And one of the things in the principles in that contract was that you espouse, and one of the things that I've heard you repeatedly espouse this session, and frankly, impress the heck out of me, and I think the world of you for this, is that you all preach ethics in government. You preach doing the right thing. You also preach local control, and you did that in 94 in that contract. I understand that leadership has to make deals with the other leadership in order to get things done, and I appreciate that, but you members don't have to make those deals over there to get something done, and you know in your hearts that this is wrong. This is just plain wrong. The man certifies something. Was
Mr. Speaker, for what purpose does the member from Mecklenburg, Representative Judah Rice?
We arguing the amendment here or the bill?
Yes.
Gentleman could just, I believe the amendment has to do with the referendum piece. If the gentleman right. could contain his remarks to the amendment, please.
One of the ways you can correct this wrong is to allow the people of Asheville and Buncombe County to vote for themselves and decide for themselves whether they want that. People, follow your hearts on this one. Do what's right. You know what's right in your heart on this. Do it. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Michelle Rice?
Inquire at a chair.
The gentleman may state his inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, I've been looking at this, and I've looked at the adjournment resolution from last year, and this appears to me to be a local bill, and if I remember the adjournment resolution, it said that the only way that a local bill could be considered would be if the delegation agreed on it and that the letter was okay to have it. And I'm just wondering now whether or not this piece of legislation follows that rule or not.
The chair has deemed this as an elections bill, which would be allowed. Further discussion, further debate on the amendment? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of Amendment A1, set forth by Representative Fisher. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Clerk will lock the machine, record the vote. 48 having voted in the affirmative, 55 in the negative, the amendment fails.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Buncombe, Representative, actually the chair is in possession of two amendments. Representative Turner, does the gentleman wish to send forth his amendment at this time?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe Representative Ager is next in the queue.
Very well. Representative Ager is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Ager moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 4 through page 8, line 47 by rewriting those lines to read.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wish I had some words that could keep this from being bipartisan. From being partisan, I believe it's a bipartisan amendment. And I'm reminded of Representative Langdon's words before. I wish this bill could have been presented the way he'd like to do it. So my amendment is very simple. It will require the City Council of Asheville to come up with three single-member electoral districts that would be voted on July 1st, 2017. Representative Fisher was right to say that only 3% of the municipalities in North Carolina have an all-district system. The more common system is part district, part at large, and that's what I'm advocating here. In the regular election of 2017, the three city council members that would be open would serve for 2 years, and then there would be the election for these districts in 2019. I would hope that everyone would see that this is a compromise, and that the members of this body would see fit to support it. Thank you very much.
Well, person, gentleman from Gaston, Representative Hastings, rise.
Mr. Speaker, believe it or not, it actually was a mistake that I voted the wrong way on the Fisher Amendment. I should be reflected as voting no.
The gentleman will be recorded as having voted no on the Fisher Amendment. The gentleman, for what purpose does the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise?
Debate the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker and members, I want to commend the amendment sponsor because it's certainly a step in the right direction. Because it begins to create districts. It just doesn't go far enough and let the folks see how good it is to have local representation. So I would ask you to defeat the amendment.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
To answer the bill sponsor a question.
Does the gentleman from Harnett yield to the gentleman from Wayne?
Yes, sir.
Yields.
Representative Lewis, I'm looking at the amendment and then trying to go through the bill. And would this be considered what's called a famous catfish amendment, which would actually kill the integrity of this bill?
Representative Bell, I would just encourage members to vote against it. We spend way too much time on this floor talking about dogs and cats and stuff like that.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Haywood, Representative Queen, rise?
Well, I just rise to speak in favor of the amendment and a little common sense.
The gentleman's recognized to debate the amendment.
That might go along with it. If you have districts, three districts, you get geographic diversity. But at the same time, you don't just divide up your city with areas of interest. You have two at-large members that can partner with any of the other members on the council that come from geographic areas. So you have a sort of built-in consensus in the among the members of a city council. So I think this is a very sensible and common sense approach, and the reason it's much more popular than all districted cities. So I suggest that you give this some consideration and see if you would be willing to move to a compromise position between members that represent this area. Thank you.
What purpose does the gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Ager, rise?
I'd just like to speak on the amendment a second time.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment a second time.
If people would just look at their map and look and see how forced these six districts are, it's a series of Rorschach blots. The neighborhoods, if you knew the town, you'd know the neighborhoods don't fit well together. Three districts would be a whole lot better than these forced six districts. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
To ask the amendment sponsor a question.
Does the gentleman from Harnett yield to the gentleman from Wayne? I'll strike that. Who is this? Representative Ager, does the gentleman from Buncombe yield to the gentleman from Wayne?
Yes, sir.
He yields.
Representative Ager, I just got a question. If district elections are good enough to elect this body, why aren't they good enough to elect local elections?
I think that should be left up to local voters. I think nearly all of the local governments are elected at large. When the cities get larger, sometimes districts are useful. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Onslow, Representative Shepherd, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I have a question of Representative Turner, but it might be best to ask that question after the amendment vote.
If it does not pertain to the amendment, the chair would encourage the gentleman to wait. But if it pertains to the amendment, the gentleman may wish to ask.
Well, it may.
Does the gentleman from Buncombe yield to the gentleman from Onslow?
I yield.
He yields.
Representative Turner, I noticed you left us a map on here, and I just have a few questions about the map. It was mentioned that the southern part of Asheville felt like they had not had representation. On this map that you left us, where is the southern part of Asheville on here? Is that number six or number one that's listed on here?
Mr. Speaker, may I respond?
Does the gentleman yield to an additional? Oh, the gentleman has the floor to answer the question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The district that you see in blue would be considered South Asheville. You could probably creep that up a little bit further. You see that red bisecting line across 5, which is I-40. So you would typically think that south of 40 or south of the Parkway is considered South Asheville, and that's the area of Asheville that I represent.
Does the gentleman yield to an additional question?
I yield.
He yields.
Now, also on this map, there's a big gap in between. It almost looks like an octopus drawn on here. And I noticed there's one area in pink that there's no, it's not touching any of the rest of the area. Is that part of Asheville also, the little piece there?
When the gentleman has yielded the question, the gentleman has the floor to respond without seeking additional recognition.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So if you see kind of that hole in the middle where 1, 2, 5, and 6 sort of wrap around, that's Biltmore Estate as well as the town of Biltmore Forest. And then you see that little satellite pink down there toward the bottom. I honestly couldn't tell you what that is.
Okay. I appreciate your answers. I just was trying to clear this up for my own mind. Thank you. It looks a little complicated on here. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Guilford, Representative Scrow, rise?
To debate the amendment, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
I heard Representative Lewis say something earlier about this not being good because it goes so far to create some local input and some local control, but not far enough. I would also point out what Representative Ager said, if you knew the town, and then our inquiries over the geography of Asheville and the placement of Biltmore, I think really shows that if we want to go far in terms of local control, we should support this amendment, or we should have supported the Fisher Amendment, which creates some mechanism for local input into the city council districts in Asheville. So I ask you to support the amendment.
For what purpose does the lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, rise?
To speak on the amendment briefly.
Lady has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that from the questions that we have received on the floor, it sort of makes the point that people here are not familiar enough with the city of Asheville to be making this kind of a decision about the city. So I would encourage you to please vote yes on the amendment. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the passage of Amendment A2 sent forth by Representative Ager. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Representative Floyd, gentlemen care to vote. Representative Earl, Representative Hall, Representative Reeves, Representative Pittman, Representative Ross. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 40 having voted in the affirmative, 63 in the negative, the amendment fails. The gentleman from Buncombe, Representative Turner, is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Turner moves to amend the bill on page 1, line 4, by deleting section 1 and substituting section 1.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As we've all learned now here today, I represent the portion of Asheville that's indicated here by District 6. And as Representative Lewis had mentioned, one of the primary goals, if not the primary goal, was the concern about lack of representation from that area. As a representative from that area, I appreciate that concern. But I think there's a different process to get there. And I would say that last year, more than 60 members of this body were either sponsors or co-sponsors of legislation that would allow for independent redistricting. And I drafted this amendment with that thought in mind, that there would be an independent commission that would draw the maps for the city of Asheville. Now, this amendment would do that. It would require an independent commission, one with knowledge of the city, its neighborhoods, and I would say maybe more important than its geography, its topography. One thing might be of interest, if you look at District 4 on here, there's kind of a little crab claw looking piece. That's because District 4 is separated by a massive mountain range. And those two parts of the city have nothing in common. The original bill draws 6 districts. This amendment would require a minimum of 5. That way, we are sure to get city council members from the different geographical regions, And given, as you can see from this map, the city is laid out, we are guaranteeing a South District, which is the goal and intent of this bill. We all have tried for 10, 15, 20 years, both sides of the aisle, both chambers, to get to a model where we are doing our districts independently, because we know that is what best serves the communities that are affected. This would be a nonpartisan independent commission. It would result in geographic representation. It would result in South Asheville having representation, but it would be transparent, it would be fair, and it would offer us the peace of mind that we did the right thing. And so I hope that you will support this amendment, and should this amendment pass, I would feel very inclined to support this legislation. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, rise?
To debate the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I would ask that you reject this amendment. I believe the bill has spelled out districts based largely on the remarks that I made earlier today, and it certainly provides the city of Asheville the chance to try any kind of experiment in redrawing these after the census that they want to, but it's not needed at this time, so I would ask you to vote no on the amendment.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Richardson, rise?
To debate the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Folks, I believe most of you have campaigned on the idea of having an independent commission. I think you all passed that a couple of years back, do redistricting. If this is the perfect opportunity to put an independent commission together and draw the lines in a fair way, what a neat study that would be. I think that we're all caught in somewhat of a moral dilemma here with this thing. This is the perfect solution to. I can't imagine y'all aren't battling with your consciences right now. I am. This is really bothering me. Almost the point I'm almost going to stand on my desk. I mean, this just isn't right, folks. This is a reasonable solution to a dilemma that this body's in negotiating with the other body. This is incredibly fair. Do the right thing and vote this amendment, and let's study this, and then let's pass a statewide redistricting commission to do it for everything, congressional lines, state Senate lines, state House lines, all of it. And if we want to go to individual districts with cities, let's do it with all cities, not just one. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Nash, Representative Collins, rise?
Briefly debate the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
When the city that I live in went from an all at large to an all district system, probably, I don't know, decades ago, 30 years ago or so, I was much younger, we kept hearing from the left that the reason we were doing it at large rather than by districts was for racial reasons, to violate the Voting Rights Act. And so for years now, in fact, for decades, Rocky Mount has had seven wards, and we elect seven councilmen from seven wards, and nobody's claimed that's not fair. I noticed that with the districts as they're currently drawn on your map, the population of Asheville, for instance, is only 13% African-American, but two of these districts would have almost twice that concentration, allowing them to have some influence on the election. I'm wondering if Asheville is just 30 years behind the times.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
To ask the amendment sponsor a question.
Does the gentleman from Buncombe yield to the gentleman from Henderson?
I yield.
He yields.
I'm aware, well aware, actually, of efforts by elected officials to get the city of Asheville to do its own redistricting. Do you have any idea why the city council there would not do its own redistricting and sort of put Senator Apodaca in the position he is to actually file this bill?
Thank you, Representative McGrady. As you know, I'm new to this job, and so I haven't had a tremendous amount of experience with my city council, so I can't speak to what is in their hearts and minds and what they may or may not have decided or had conversations with Senator Apodaca about before. But I will say that with this amendment, what we are allowing is that an independent commission to come in, draw districts that would guarantee a South Asheville district and representation, which goes to the heart of this bill, getting geographical representation. Allowing this commission to move forward would also be allowed to take into account local knowledge of neighborhoods, of topography, of things like that, so that these districts are drawn with local knowledge and not necessarily just looking at census data and zip codes and precinct lines down here in Raleigh.
To speak, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Henderson is recognized to debate the amendment.
Colleagues, my district is right down there near what is number six. I border right up against my colleague from Buncombe's district at this point, so I'm very aware of these issues. And the issue has been for a while that South Asheville just hadn't had a lot of representation. We went through a redistricting issue that was strongly objected to not that many years ago in Buncombe, where districts were not needed and got imposed. And now many of the people that were opposed to those districts subsequently have said that they were glad that we did what we did. This amendment has some appeal to me because I'm one of the primary sponsors of the nonpartisan redistricting provision. And therefore, I look at this and I go, well, maybe I ought to support it. But the problem here is I know the history and I know the area. And I know for a fact that the mayor and council was asked to do this redistricting. And for whatever set of reasons, over whatever set of time, it hasn't gotten done. And so a local legislator, Senator Apodaca, who represents a portion of this, put forward the bill that he was entitled to do. And therefore, despite my, I would love to have independent, if they want to put in place an independent redistricting after this, that would be perfectly fine. But as the Rules Chairman has said, we need to give this experiment an opportunity. And I'll be voting no on the amendment and yes on the bill.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise?
To speak on the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
I'm really having a problem with this. I wouldn't appreciate it if you all came through, marching through my area and redistricting without my consent or my efforts or anything else, and this is what I'm seeing going on. This isn't about Republican. This isn't about Democrat. This isn't about ideology. This is about doing the right thing, and the right thing, okay, is to. This is, while it may have been classified an elections bill, the reality is it is a local bill. It is a local bill, and this is the kind of thing that we don't do during the short session unless everybody there agrees to it, and only one agrees to it. So we're taking one man's opinion of how this thing should be districted, a city the size of Asheville, and we're going to, he's going to draw up a map and force it upon the rest of these people. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the politics there, but I do know that if I was in the position that Representative Turner is in, I'd be very, very angry that everybody in this room is contemplating ignoring my feelings and doing something like this. I just think it's bad business, and it's bad business now, and it will be bad business when it happens in your district, and I think that we need to do the right thing and support this, either support this amendment and support the bill, or vote the amendment down and vote the bill down. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Gaston, Representative Bumgardner, rise?
To debate the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this amendment because it does the very thing that I don't want to see done, and that is creation of an independent so-called commission. That's a bad idea. It's a bad precedent. It's a fantasy to think that you can appoint an independent commission that'll stay independent sooner or later. It's going to become at least partially partisan. It's the camel's nose in the tent. And pretty soon we'll trying to do that statewide, and I don't support that. I'm not going to support that. It's a bad idea. Elections have consequences, and when the opposition party was in control of drawing lines, we didn't need an independent commission. Now all of a sudden we need one. So I would ask you to vote no on this amendment.
Further discussion, further debate? For what purpose? The question before the House is the passage of Amendment A3 sent forth by Representative Turner. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. Members, go ahead and make sure you've recorded. The system went down momentarily. Representative Adams, Representative Riddell, Representative Arp, Representative Floyd, Representative Earl. If the members are in the floor, they will quote, clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 43 having voted in the affirmative, 60 in the negative, the amendment fails. House will be at ease momentarily. Oh. Now back on the bill. For what purpose does the lady from Buncombe, Representative Fisher, rise?
To speak on the bill.
The lady is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, how often have we been reminded that counties and cities are the creatures of the legislature? How often has your city or town been reminded that it is a creature of the legislature, that the legislature created it and the legislature can dissolve it? Even if that city is a vital economic hub, even if that city is governed by a diverse and talented group of dedicated folks who put themselves forward for election and scrutiny and raise the necessary funds to run for election, and who, whether a Republican or a Democrat or an unaffiliated, have led their city into becoming a destination for many of you here as well as your families. It is beyond my ability to understand why Asheville has been the continual target for authoritarian and penalizing legislation for much of the 12 years I have spent here. Senator Apodaca's latest example of how not to treat those you represent makes me hopeful about soon becoming the senior member, not in age, of course, of a delegation who has a similar regard for our city, the same regard that I do. I resent the idea that the current senior senator and rules chair feels he must take one last parting shot at the city of Asheville when he, in fact, only represents a fraction of the residents of that city, less than 10,000, and that he believed he could initially and without apology initiate this legislation from a place of dishonesty and deception. As a parent raising small children, I knew that I would get way better behavior from my children using positive rather than negative reinforcement for behaviors when I allowed them to choose from among choices, from among a set of good options that they were provided, so that no matter what, they would make good choices. This bill gives Asheville no choice. This bill seeks to punish without explanation other than because the senator said so. This bill is based on a false statement by the senior senator from Henderson County, Senate Rules Chair, who, without regard for the ethical implications of his actions, filed a bill that stated it was not controversial and that all the members affected by this legislation were on board with it. All false. Under the Apodaca theory of representation, he says you can only represent people who live in a small geographic area around you. So he can't represent people who live in Etowah or Mills River because he doesn't live there. That theory is flawed. Maybe that's the way he views his job, that if you don't live in a place, you can't represent it. But we don't operate that way in Asheville. We are responsive. We are not factionalized or separate. This bill proposes that we create factionalization. The senator lives in Hendersonville and certainly represents a way bigger area than just Hendersonville. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I urge you to vote no, and especially if you live in cities and towns that are trying their best to govern your whole city or town, because beware, yours may be the next city to be gerrymandered. Vote red. Thank you.